Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just hit me. I think we're going to have to move the Greers and that family up into the pantheon of great. You know, they already were, but up higher. Like right up there with the Smiths.
No doubt.
And I'm talking Fred Smith.
Oh, I'll touch you. Your Smiths.
No. I'm talking the FedEx
Les
Smiths.
And
no,
Jason?
No. We're not even at that level. The Greers have long since. No. We're much farther down. We did it. Come on.
I saw
J.J. Greer is bringing events to Memphis that have a $3 million impact.
With that family
father,
has done for our city is phenomenal.
The, you know, longest sports director
his
that we've had over there at
St.
WMC.
Jude.
Mom, too. Is it St. Jude now?
She was there for a long time, and then I was at a presentation where they honored his mother for her service. I mean, she was basically the number two, number one, really the number one, but she was right there at the top at St. Jude, and an amazing family for your city.
I might have now that I've thought about it and talked about it, we may have to give the Greer family a respect burger in our next segment because of what they're contributing to our city.
That's fair.
Two generations now. Yeah. Jarvis, his wife, obviously, and JJ now with what he's doing with Memphis Tourism. Bringing in events like these, guys, that's the work you that we need done in this city, and JJ Greer is certainly doing that with Memphis Tourism. So we will talk about that a little bit more. We'll get to the other respect burgers in hour number three. We'll do that when we get back. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN. Norton Earth 4th going to join us a little bit later in the hour. Next segment, as a matter of fact, talk about the UIBL, do a little bit more on that. Huge weekend over there at the Memphis Sports and Events Center. Congratulations to all involved. But usually around this time on Mondays, I get on my Big Rain Egg in the backyard, dust it off, take the cover off, open it up, clean that grill, scrub that grill. Then I pat out that meat, Brad, like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club.
Is it propane or is it charcoal?
Oh, no, it's a natural charcoal.
Natural charcoal.
Yeah, natural.
Okay. You don't have to worry about the propane.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that with Big Green Eggs, baby. You need to come on board.
I have not learned. It's a little out of my price range is what I think I learned that.
It's well worth it. Here's the thing. You'll never need another one.
Okay.
You'll never need another grill again. It's not going to burn out and get rusty and all that stuff. Again, I ain't selling Big Green Eggs around here, but I'm telling you, mine's pretty good when I do these respect burgers. I pat out the hamburger meat like I used to do at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these a little differently. I put respect on them in a world of disrespect. Let's do respect burgers.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling respect burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
All right, the first one is going to Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I stayed up late to watch this game, and I'm glad I did because I witnessed greatness. And what's shocking me is how quickly, you know, it's just sort of all over Anthony Edwards, man. So early in his career, he seems to really get it. I mentioned, too, in that first hour how, you know, while Anthony has quickly become my favorite player in the league to watch, again, whether it's the on-court or the interviews, this is uncomfortable because what's clearly happened is the Minnesota Timberwolves are getting better on the floor while the Memphis Grizzlies, who were once dispatching them a couple of years ago in the playoffs, right, sort of standing still. We understand all the reasons for it, but you can't deny that Minnesota's gotten better.
Yeah.
They figured out Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert. At one point when they made that trade for Gobert, we said, what are they doing? Gobert's not a winner. He'll kill you in the playoffs, go invisible. Karl Anthony Towns hasn't learned to be a winner. How's this going to work with a young Anthony Edwards who it seems like you should be making the face? Brother, it's worked out fantastic. Minnesota, obviously the number one defense in the league in the regular season, a lot of that due to, you know, what should be Rudy Gobert winning another Defensive Player of the Year award. But Anthony Edwards last night, man, the fact that you had this proud Phoenix team, and since you got Kevin Durant, two-time Finals MVP, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, you know, the trio that was supposed to shake things up when Matt Ishbia went and made those deals. You know, there's a lot of pride on that side, just like there was with the Lakers being down 3-0. You don't want to get swept,
right,
especially if you're a vet like Kevin Durant, and especially not by the young guy that says – you're his idol, but frankly, he's ready to dispatch you in Anthony Edwards, right? At least get a game. But that's how good the Timberwolves were. It's how effective they were last night. Edwards, 40 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 of 13 from 3 in that 122-116 win. And again, you may not like it as a Grizzlies fan, but we've got to respect it.
Yes.
Again, I think you get all the Grizzlies pieces back in there, figure out what you're doing at center. We're back into a rivalry with them, and you're going tit for tat. I'm not saying like they're gone forever, but clearly the Minnesota Timberwolves have advanced. There was some audio before Anthony Edwards' game 4 performance, before he scores 40 in the final, plays through a turned ankle. He's dunking on Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant. There was an interview with Scott Van Pelt that made me fall in love with him even more. And for those of you all, the Grizz fans, rolling your eyes, Jason, I'm sick of you loving and giving all these love notes to Anthony Edwards. Just listen to the man in this interview with Scott Van Pelt.
Pleased to be joined by Anthony Edwards on the program. And thanks so much for joining us, man. We've been waiting for a chance to visit with you. I'm happy to do it after this win. To grab a victory over a veteran squad on a home floor where they're awfully dangerous this way, what's it say about where your squad is at the moment?
It speak measures, man. I just want to give a shout out to Nikhil, man. Nikhil and Jaden, man. They've been playing at a high level these first three games of the playoffs, man. So big shout out to them.
And big shout out to you. I mean, stars bring their best when the best is required. You had 18 of your 36 in the fourth, and it's not like you haven't already been a star, but it appears that there's another gear you're finding in terms of confidence, in terms of patience, knowing when it's time to put your foot on the gas. How would you describe your mentality and how it's evolving, Anthony?
I just want to kill everything in front of me, man. That's the main thing.
Man,
pretty much. That's all it is to it.
That's it? All right. Well, yeah. tonight you
One
did.
More.
But
listen to this.
Look, you know in this league, with the idea of getting that last one is always the most difficult, right? Like to get rid of a proud team.
I've never been here, so I don't know. I can't speak about how tough it is. I mean, I can just come out here and play my game and have my guys ready and be ready to win. I don't know how tough it is. I haven't won a series yet. I've been sent home twice, so I'm thirsty to get it. So I don't know. I don't think we're going to come out and BS around.
All right, right there.
Understood.
Wow. That's great.
That man interrupted Scott Van Pelt, who was basically trying to tell him, man, you know how tough it is to close out teams.
Right.
And Anthony Edwards very honestly pointed out, no, man, I can't tell you how tough it is because I've been sent home.
Yeah.
I've never been in this position. The way he gets it, dude. Yeah.
Much more mature when he came in the league.
But his the maturation rate has been incredible.
Yeah, it's on.
To go with the development rate on the floor.
Yep.
Like the fact that he's shouting out teammates first.
Yep.
I was tweeting about this last night because I'm just in sort of awe. He's like a young Michael Jordan in the sense he's doing it on both ends. Michael Jordan, I think, was the 89.
Yeah.
Right there, late 80s. He wins Defensive Player of the Year. Like, Michael Jordan, to start his career, was offense and defense. But the one thing Michael Jordan didn't understand was that I've got to have my teammates.
Yep.
I've got to lift them up if this thing's going to be as successful as it needs to be. Mike didn't get that. He didn't figure that out until years in. He thought he could do it by himself. Anthony Edwards already seems to get it.
Yep.
And it's amazing to me to watch because, again, coming out of Georgia, we were questioning his motivation. He was telling us how much he loved football as his first sport coming up. And would you even be motivated for greatness in basketball? It didn't sound like a guy necessarily who had the mental makeup or the motivation, the drive to be great in the league. You figured maybe he'll just rely on his unbelievable athletic ability and we'll see what he becomes in a league full of men and full of greatness. Dude, this guy is, again, to dispatch his idol in the way that they did 04, making Bradley Beal look like a guy, just a guy. They were phenomenal. It's their first playoff series win since 2004. And for Anthony Edwards, who told Scott Van Pelt very sternly, it's his first one playoff series. It will not be his last. And then real quick, over to Phoenix before we move on to the next respect. They got problems.
Yeah.
I saw a stat, and I'm gonna find it here.
No, they do. They're gonna have to rethink and retool, not just the coach.
Durant, Beal, and Booker, when on the floor together in these playoffs, the team had a minus 51 plus minus. That is the worst of any trio this postseason.
Can't
stay in
front
of anybody. So a trio that's being paid through the gills performs at one of the worst rates, the worst rate we've seen of any trio in the postseason. That's going completely opposite of what you had envisioned. And so while it feels like, and you saw the report from Woj, and the Athletic's got a story where it's already seemed like they're ushering this firing in of Frank Vogel as he has made the scapegoat for things. They told a story in the regular season where the players are rolling their eyes at him, and I don't doubt that that's true. But Frank Vogel, who did win a COVID championship with the Lakers, had them playing some defense. He is not the issue here. The roster is the issue. The fact that Matt Ishbia brought in these three guys thinking this is a formula that can put me over the top is what's wrong with the team. And so at some point, and I don't know how they're going to do it because Bradley Beal is owed 50, then 54, then $57 million over the next 3 years. He's locked in.
He's not a winner.
And after watching him in these playoffs, I don't know if you're going to have a lot of teams clamoring to go get that contract.
No.
To go get that contract. And so they have no picks next year because they're either owed or you got them in swaps. I believe there's one with the Grizz as well. And so how in the world do you get it corrected when you're already messing with – you're already at the tax and everything else.
Yeah.
Phoenix has got real issues, and they go way beyond Frank Vogel. I ain't saying the answer is keeping him. I suspect it's going to go the way the NBA does, and you're going to fire him because you've got to make changes. But they blew it when they decided to bring over Bradley Beal with these other two. And frankly, KD's days of being 1A, if he doesn't have that sidekick with him, I know Booker and him were both great, but I don't know that that's still a possibility with his age now, moving into his upper 30s. It may just be done for him. The phrase passing of the torch has been used a lot during these playoffs, and we certainly saw it in that series. But Phoenix has got major problems. All right, moving on to the next respect burger. Andy Edwards, the Timberwolves get the first.
Respect.
It's a guy we love to hate.
Yep.
But I was watching him in the fourth quarter this weekend, and I could not believe what he was getting done. That's James Harden. Yeah. The Clippers were without, and specifically his float game.
I saw this against Dallas.
His float game is what I'm going to give the respect burger to because I've long thought, James Harden can't help you win a championship. So I haven't changed that stance as much as I've changed. My gosh, I mean, coming over from Philly where you were called the part of the reason they were losing, part of the reason they couldn't get through the playoffs. Now, that was after the iteration of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, but we saw it not work with Harden either, and he's sort of been made out to be the scapegoat for it not working last year. Dude, with Kawhi Leonard out, he was absolutely fantastic. 33 points, 12 of 17 from the field, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, but he hit 6 floaters in the fourth quarter. And the Dallas Mavericks just would not adjust in that game. That series is tied 2-2 and seems to be a pretty good.
Yes.
Are you leaning one way or the other? Now, we don't have them tonight, but are you leaning one way or the other in that series? I feel like the Clippers, we saw it in game one, they are better off without Kawhi Leonard in that series.
I'm leaning Dallas still despite the James Harden game and what happened over the weekend. I actually put this on the 92.9 schedule. We're going to air the game on Wednesday night. It's 7:30 is when we're going to air it.
You're probably smart.
It's tied up.
To
tied
lean
up right now.
Towards Dallas because
I still give it to Dallas.
Again, in that game, they walked down the Clippers after trailing by 31 points in that game. Kyrie was magnificent.
Dallas
There's no
did
question
blow
about
it. The game
and,
a little bit.
And they took a 2-point lead after trailing by 31. So, I mean, when they wanted to turn it on, they absolutely could.
Yes.
So I can see where you're coming from in terms of thinking, all right, Dallas can control this thing when it wants
so.
To.
I think so.
But what I know is that it just seems like the Clippers are better off without Kawhi Leonard now, at least in this series.
He's
and
hurt.
Again, it unlocked Paul George. He goes off again for another big game after him and Kawhi both struggled the game before. I just think that ball slows down with Kawhi out there. And while defensively he's still helping, I think offensively they're better. I also think that you know, whether it's Westbrook's energy defensively, I'd rather have Westbrook, as good as a defender as Kawhi is, I'd rather have Westbrook on Luka right now because I think he frustrates him more.
Yep.
Kawhi is limited in his movement, whereas Westbrook can just be flying at you, acting a fool, even if he's pushing you in the chest, whatever else. He does seem to bother Luka from time to time. Either way, the credit really is to James Harden's float game because he had been 1-for-4 on floaters through the first three games of the series. You literally saw the film of it work of him, the video of him working on it prior to this game, and it comes through in the fourth quarter for them when they needed it. It's six floaters. Again, you got to adjust defensively against that. I like this series. It's actually one of the more competitive ones that we've got here now with it tied 2-2. But, again, don't like James Harden necessarily as a winner, but I absolutely love the work he put in on the flow game and how it paid off for him in that game four. Clippers and Dallas tied 2-2 that next game five. Game
Wednesday
five
night.
Is Wednesday night in L.A. Thank you very much.
And we're going to air it.
Moving on to the next Respect Burger. It's a different one, off the beaten path. Yesterday, I went over to the Blue Room.
Oh.
You heard of it?
No. Should I have?
Yeah. It's the Blue Room Restaurant. It is located inside of the University of Memphis Culinary School. That's over at Cordova and Germantown Road. It's in Cordova.
There used to be L'Ecole Culinaire over there.
Uh-huh. It's right. I think. It's the exact same
kind of over past you towards the highway.
Yeah, what is it? American Pizza, Great American
Pizza,
whatever that's
there,
right there beside it.
There's a gas station in the corner. There's the new barbecue joint.
It's the culinary school and it's tied into that, but they've got a restaurant inside. Uh-huh. And many of these are students, right, that are interning there as part of the culinary program. Over at this Blue Room restaurant.
You're educating
me. My son and I had been told that the brunch they do there on Sundays is absolutely fantastic. We went in there, and actually I saw a couple of WREG TV anchors over there. I won't speak their names because I'm not sure
they're
necessarily want their names on this or whatever else. It looked like they were enjoying their food.
Oh, good.
That said, we went in there, my son and I, the brunch was fantastic. My son got the chocolate pancakes. And again, we didn't have an intern. I don't believe she was an intern in terms of a University of Memphis student serving us. She was actually a full-time employee. But between their bar, which I didn't hit Sunday, but I saw all the drink menu looked fantastic, and I've seen the reviews from I Love Memphis and others, and the restaurant. It's kind of upper scale, but also sort of in the medium range. So I wouldn't. It's not
low or high. It's kind of average.
It's not going to bust the bank. Is my point here? Yeah, I don't want to. I was about to compare it to other restaurants.
So
I don't want to do that either. So we did a nice little brunch.
Okay.
Came out of there. You know, probably spent about $60. Had a nice brunch between my son and I. But they have done such a great job. I'm doing this because I feel like many people don't even know that it's there.
I don't know about the Blue Room.
Don't even know that it's there. They're closed on Mondays.
Okay.
But they are open Tuesday through Sunday. Do the brunch on Sunday, then they get out there. But they got lunch and dinner on Tuesdays through Saturdays.
Nice.
Tuesday through Saturday. So, again, if you did not know about it earlier, the Blue Room, it's in conjunction with the U of M Culinary School. They're doing a fantastic job over there. I found me a nice little brunch spot in Cordova.
Hey.
Want to give them folks a respect burger.
Respect.
And then a final respect burger before we get to our disrespect dog.
Yes.
A final respect burger added on, late edition. We talked to, he absolutely deserves it. Jarvis Greer, J.J. Greer, his wife, who you told me, 30 years down at ALSAC, that she's been a part of that. They are all getting a respect burger, but particularly to J.J. Greer, his work with Memphis Tourism. $2.8 million impact, economic impact, 5,000-plus hotel rooms filled for the EYBL session. There was no guarantee that the EYBL was going to come back for a second straight year. Memphis Tourism lures them back. Looks like this is a match made in heaven in terms of you're in a great basketball area in Memphis. And, man, the thing went off without a hitch, it looks like. So we're going to talk more about that, of course, with Norton Hurd IV when he joins us here in the next segment. But before we do.
I
got one. You got one?
I haven't thought too much about it. It was a pretty good sports weekend. The Cardinals have sucked, but we all knew that already. I don't have a glizzy. How about you?
Let me do it.
This is a disrespect dog. John usually does the bad stuff. You give us the good stuff, so we'll figure this out together.
This weekend, the UIBL, you could see guys that are going to be in the NBA in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. You see all the top prospects in the country, college, everything else. And it was affordable, okay? Tickets, you know, didn't bust you over the head, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
There was an event in town, and people on Facebook are tweeting a lot about, are posting a lot about it, tweeting, posting a lot about it. There was an event in town of younger kids.
Okay.
Okay. Basketball as well. It's an invitational to where the day pass to see these kids, in this case, not prospects, was $25, and the weekend pass was $50. And so I saw a mother who made the point that, you know, us as parents are going to be there for our kids. We're going to support them, so we're going to pay the money. But her point was to go in and see her son. Again, he ain't a prospect yet. Okay, these are kids' plans developmentally. To go in and see her son, it was going to cost her and you know, whoever else she was taking in, $50 for one game.
Chris and I were just talking about it. He's got a kid playing.
And I realize, and I can hear it now, like, you know, to rent these facilities, to pay for the trophies, yes, you have to charge an entry fee for the teams, and you have to charge admission. But that is crazy. $25 for single day, again, in these cases, to see, you know, that this at this level. That seems like something I would expect, okay, at EYBL.
Yeah.
But at this level, that's absolutely ridiculous. And so I just got a disrespect dog for anybody who's putting together invitationals that got,
fair,
you know, fourth and fifth graders in them, and you're charging parents you're charging admission $25. Well, I mean, a family of four is going to pay $100. You could get in for less to the Grizzlies here at the end of the season. We know the circumstances and wherever else that, but my point is that it was NBA basketball at the end of the season, you're getting in for less than $100 at Grizzlies. That's to me, that is ridiculous. And so that's what I'm saying. We got to check ourselves a little bit on this. Feels like you're taking advantage here a little bit. Again, realizing there's things you got to pay for, but do we have to charge this month for basically elementary and, you know, middle school basketball? Come on, man. We can do better now.
Chris Michaels told me a story, similar story. His was
I mean, they're busting heads, bro.
$15 they had to pay the other day for their entry fee, which is still high. I think 5 or 10, 15 seems a little high, but what happened was,
like, my kid is a fourth grader.
This team canceled the game, and they were going to do a scrimmage, and they were still going to charge the parents to come in, and one of the parents actually walked out and said, "I'm not going to the scrimmage, and I'm not paying it." And they were still going to have them pay to come in, and there were no referees for it. It was because the other team didn't show up. Like, it's got out of hand. It's gotten out of hand.
That's where we are. And, yeah, in that case, you know, they're always telling us, other parents and players, and how we're going crazy in terms of trying to get our kids the NBA, and parents get overzealous and everything else. A lot of these cases, the tournament directors and everything else are taking advantage of that situation.
Of that energy.
Yeah, being able to take advantage of that energy.
The passion
and just
and
because
energy.
You can doesn't make it right. With the parents and everything, it has gotten crazy. But you taking advantage of it is just as wrong. Is just as
Agreed.
Wrong with you. It should. I mean, it should be more manageable. It should be more affordable to go in there and see my fourth and fifth grader.
Preach.
It's gotten ridiculous. We can do better than that, Memphis. We're going to talk to Norton Hurd IV, Team Thad Program Director and Coach, up next. Going to talk more EYBL, specifically about, you know, those players. Jasper Johnson, what he did this weekend, the Memphis target, obviously. Absolute freak they have. And a rising center, too, that absolutely shined for Coach Hurd over this weekend against the number one team in the country, the Oakland Soldiers. We'll do that when we get back. You listen to Jason and John, 929 FM. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection. last year for what he did on the EYBL. He's going to top it this year. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. But 100 people can say that in this great country. Usually joins us on Wednesdays, but coming off the big EYBL weekend in Memphis, we wanted to get the immediate recap from this weekend. You can follow him on X, of course, at Dream Big Herd, and he's on IG at I Am Coach Herd. Coach, it looked like from all accounts, and I'm including your performance over the weekend, but also by the place being packed out. You had talked about it last Wednesday, the event, the EYBL event over the Memphis Sports and Event Center. Looks like it was all a success, including y'all. 2-1?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a success, like you say, on and off the court, far as economically for the city, and just a good look overall, and then it was really good for Team Fed also as we performed really well. I had one of our toughest schedules, played 2 top 5 teams, so it's pretty good.
So tell me about the 2 top 5 teams, because you knocked off one of them, and then the one that you had told us, I think you had told us they're number one in the country, the Oakland Soldiers. Tell us a little bit about that game. I know for folks that have read about it, but I'm sure we've got plenty that don't know about that game, how tight things were. It was against the best prospect in the country, right, AJ?
Best prospect. So you had AJ Dubai, he's the number one player in 2025. You had Tyron Stokes, he's the number one player in the nation in 2026.
Right.
You had Chris Overstar, he's number 23 in the class. You had 2 number one players in the class. You had 3 top 25s, and you had 4 top 50s because they got TG cards. So on paper, nobody is touching them probably in the last decade. And, we have Jasper, which rated top 10, but outside of him, we have a bunch of just really, really good playing hard dudes, but they're not rated high. So, on paper, we were a 20-point underdog or more going in it. And, we were leading the whole game all the way up to, the last minute of the game. So I'm very proud of them. We don't take more victories or nothing like that. But, we played, and, a lit number one politics came in towards the end, though. But it was a really, really good game. And, I would tell you this, the city was out. Well, you went in there, Jason.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, Herb. We came Saturday. My son and I saw the parking lot and the line, and we turned back around. I mean, the place was absolutely packed, and that's a good thing for Memphis. But for me, taking the sun without the press pass, brother, it was crazy outside.
Yeah, hit me up next
crazy
time,
inside.
Though, because
I don't like to use my pool, Coach. I don't like to ask for favors, man. I like to be I want to teach my son we're the common man, right? Common man can do great things. That's what I want. So I appreciate that. But tell me about it. Tell me about the Memphis crowd. You had asked Memphis to come out and support. Man, it looked like you got it.
It was crazy. All those cars you see, I'm not just saying this. It got so bad that it's 16 courts in there. It's 8 on each side. The 8 that was on our side, nobody was at no other game. Maybe somebody, mama, daddy, everybody. People were standing on, so many security came. They were trying to make people go to this. It's like, even my bench, behind my bench when I call a timeout, the crowd would have knew the plays too, because it was everybody, it was nowhere to go. Behind the clock, it was off the meters. It was off the meters that night. It was a sight to see.
And then tell us a little bit more about Jasper. Who is an absolute freak, not just the entire performance, but in that game too, Coach, didn't he? I mean, he lived up to the hype and brought it in that game against the Oakland Soldiers. I know he's reopened his recruitment, but Coach, he seems like he's getting better, and he was already damn good.
Yeah, Jasper. I mean, to me, you could take it either way, but and not being total bias, but Jasper was the best player on the court that night.
It looked like it.
And he came, and, we jumped on them. Jace, I wish you could have brought your son. It was amazing. We jumped on them, 10-2. They caught, there's, a bullet that's getting somebody finally hit them back. You know what I'm saying? They were like, oh, my, they boys came to play. And it's a quote, I think, in the commercial appeal. I don't know who wrote it. They interviewed A.J. Dubai. He was just bragging on – not bragging, but saying, man, that team right there.
I saw that.
They one of the most aggressive teams I done played against. He was pretty much saying more physical teams. And they for real, you know what I mean? They may not have no names and stuff, but in so many words, he was there. I don't want to play them again. You know what I'm saying?
Who was the player that he singled out in that story, Coach? It was a number.
So this is the funny thing. Even though we in our rank, I got 2 kids that ain't scared of none, tough as nails. He's the number 12, DeAndre, from Mississippi, and I got a kid, Mello. He held Tyron Stokes, the other number one. And they did an incredible job, Coach. I mean, A.J. hit some A.J. shots towards the end of the game, but if you're talking about as far as a whole, like, I think they might have had, we held them to, like, maybe 27 points at halftime or something like that. I mean, we were really, really doing good with the defense. But Jasper, he was going off. He was doing Jasper things. And I do give A.J. credit. A.J. started holding Jasper, like, you know, and for him to be that next-level NBA guy, the Paul George, the people they think he going to be, and he showed he do want to play both ends of it. But Jasper had an incredible weekend. 6'5", 6'6", point guard that can do it all and score. Had an incredible weekend.
He's an absolute stud. A.J. Dibonsta, I'm trying to pronounce it the right way, who's number one prospect you just mentioned. It's him and Boozer. Is he hands down in your mind the number one prospect? Like, there is no debate. Just curious about him. Dibonsta.
I would say that if we're talking about like
this NBA is 25
projection.
Yeah, okay.
And we're talking about like right now. I mean, productivity wise, man, Boozer is right there too. Now Boozer is a bad boy as far as like productivity wise. I think AJ might be a bigger NBA star, but Boozer NBA guy too. But Boozer pretty good.
Do you know that Kenny Smith left the set, had Vince Carter subbing in for him because he was at this thing, along with Olajuwon and I know Carmelo Anthony. I know you run with these guys, so you're not, you know, that you're never in awe of the star power that was in the building, man. But you had Carmelo, Kenny Smith and Hakeem Olajuwon up in there, I read. Chris got a couple autographs.
Yeah, you should have brought, you know, it was crazy. I didn't know this. Because I was so locked in, they all was at their game.
They were watching you that game. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
They say, like, you know, Lala was there. I mean, it was so many people was calling me, like, this, but yeah, they was at that game. So it was big. But, no, yeah, it was great. Kenny Smith has a team in it.
Kenny's. I know Beal's got a team, but he was just in the playoffs getting dispatched. So he was there last year, I want to tell you, wasn't he? Bradley Beal was there with his team last year.
Yeah.
So you will get these guys up in there.
Yeah, we did it late last year. Memphis was Memorial Weekend, so everybody who didn't make it to the championship. But that game we played that night for people who never got a chance to experience, that's how Peace Jam is.
Yeah.
That's the Peace Jam feel. Yeah. And we do have one kid I got to give credit to on the line. My big kid, Jamarion Flemings, even though he's not rated now, I give it another month or two, he's going to be top 50 in the country. He's one of the best big men in the country. He's proved that every game this week. I think I told you about him a couple times too, Jason. Like, he's going to blow up. I've been telling people. But he 6'9", 6'10", Memphis is on him some too. But he was a big deal of what we had going there. The guys just played great, man, hard for me and team ball. To be real with you, Jason, now that everybody got to see how our coach got to see how great the team was from playing together. I'm getting a lot of calls this morning. 4 and 5 stars want to move over now. And but my boys have played so well together. I'm going to be real with you, Jason. I might take one, but I'm not going to just flip because I just want to give these kids the opportunity they deserve because they have been so productive and have played so hard for me. Like the second thing we played with the 2 5-stars, the family, they're the top 5 team. We beat them by 20-some points just because of our culture and how hard they played. Because on paper, we were supposed to lose to every team this weekend.
Yeah, and then you beat Bradley Beal in the first one, right?
Beat Bradley Beal by 15. Yeah, and so, and you know, and
excellent.
And at one point was double digits up even against the Soldiers, you know. So I just feel like, you know, sometimes you don't want to mess with chemistry and you don't want to mess with people who work hard for you. So we definitely want to continue to balance that out.
You had been going around, you know, whether it was on radio, whether it was in newspaper, whether it was on television, talking about how big this is for Memphis in terms of the economic impact, because you knew it from last year how big this was. And in terms of, I mean, 174 teams coming into town, what that looks like and how much of an impact economically that can have on a city. We got the numbers from Memphis Tourism this morning, $2.8 million in terms of impact to go with those 174 teams, 5,000-plus hotel rooms. So I'm laying all that out there in front of you, Herd, because I know how tight you are with those Nike execs. How happy were they? And it's the same question we were sort of asking you after last year. Does it feel like they're comfortable enough that they're going to keep bringing this thing back? I know J.J. Greer had said, yeah, we're welcoming them back next year. I didn't know if that That means automatically coming back. Have you talked to those folks? Is Memphis going to be a staple? Do we know it'll be year to year? What's the word?
I hadn't talked. When they give us our stuff year to year, we usually have a director's meeting after the season in either Vegas or LA or something, like in September, October, or November, and then they kind of give us the dates for the following year. But for right now, I feel like they're happy. And I don't want to do this, Jason, because I don't do this much, like, because that's not my field, so I don't want to, like, call anybody out. But far as the tourist people, I think they're a little off. I think it brought more money than that. Ooh. I really do.
Are you challenging Memphis Tourism?
I'm not challenging them. I respect them, but I want to add an asterisk by, because I'm going to be real. I know a couple other people who do the same thing and was coming up with numbers, and they were saying it's hard to come up with 100% accurate numbers because you don't know where everybody went in 80. Are you just talking about at the facility alone?
I'm talking about with hotel rooms, probably. I mean, I'm sure Memphis Tourism, including food bought. I don't know how they get to the number, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's be real. I don't want to take anybody's job. They don't know if they came into my house and got any house plates.
What did you want it to be? Heard 4 to 5 million? 3 million is a huge economic impact off of a.
It is, but I know how Nike spend money, and I just know how many people was here from even Nike media and stuff, and it's more than $3 million.
Okay, heard.
Think about it. We was off last year. The number was way bigger than that you said last year.
Was it though? I don't know. I didn't think it was bigger than that. I didn't think it was bigger than that. All right. I will double check with Memphis Tourism following what this accountability
love you,
check.
Memphis Tourism.
We love you, JJ Greer. We love you, Kevin Kane.
I'm not challenging you guys at all. I want to put that out there. We're working together. Memphis Tourist team, that we all in this together, okay? We want the common goal is to get Nike back here. So I'll debate about if everything the summer's right. Let me just let everybody know I'm not challenging them. I'm not against them because these guys do a great job and they feel, and that's not my feel to speak on.
I don't know.
I just know how Nike spends money, and I know the people here, and I know that's a hard fact to come up with because even, not to bring this up on, or even the nightlife, I know so much stuff that was getting impacted. So, it was more than $3 million spent from the Nike people in this city. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Brad was talking. I see you got all the receipts in your calculator right beside you right there. Brad was telling me they were all up in the club as well, that we hit up, Love and everything else. So, you're right. That counts, too, in the number, in the economic impact. All right, I got to ask you before I let you go, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, your flexibility letting us move you over to Monday. We got the news on Jaden Quaint is heading over to Arizona State, so it's done and finished in terms of we don't know yet on NIL for him and what he finishes with. But what is Arizona State getting in terms of Jaden Quaint, and is he going to make the kind of difference for Bobby Hurley where they're back on the map? What do you think?
Man, I can tell you, he's a really, really good player. He's one of the most versatile players in the country. He can do everything at 6'10". Granted, he's 6'10". So, I just want to see how that physicality worked his first year. He'll just be just fine. He's going to be a future, probably lottery pick, a first rounder here really, really soon because he got to stay in college 2 years. I thought Memphis was more of a safer choice and meet even some of the people around him because I'm being so young. They think the physicality in American wouldn't have been the same.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
But with his, like I said, with his family, Arizona State getting something good. And I know people, they wasn't even in the picture. I'm like, well, with his people called. People was calling me even though I wasn't in that situation and constantly, up in this and that. So, a lot of people like this out the blue, Arizona State or whatever. But, Harley's a good coach, Dan, and that's the brother, my bad. But he's a good coach, and hopefully, they do well there and everything like that. But kind of hate it for Tiger fans. They were really excited. Someone ran up to me over the weekend asking me about him and stuff like that. But, he kind of picked his decision. I guess everybody got to respect it.
Hey, man, congratulations on a great start to your EYBL season. I was seeing all over Facebook, folks were recognizing that you were playing two top five teams. I seen all over Facebook said this team, that team, man. They got something. You were getting you were turning heads. I know you're used to that, man. But you made a lot of noise, and I know you made you certainly made Memphis proud this weekend, brother. So, Coach, we appreciate your flexibility and your time, man, and continued success to you, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. He is Norton Hurd IV, Team Thayer Program Director and Coach. He's our man in the know when it comes to grassroots. And so when it comes to a $2.8 million economic impact, if Norton Hurt IV says it was a little more, we might need to go back and check the books. No,
I actually think,
that from JJ this morning. Well, I feel pretty good about those numbers.
You feel you're probably $6,000 to $10,000 per hotel takeover by each team, times however many teams. The nightlife
thing. You said 174 teams.
So if that's 174, I would probably multiply that by $10,000 each. Because a premium hotel room is a couple hundred dollars per player or team. Some teams might be bigger than that. Sometimes staff might be smaller than that. But generally, you're probably talking 20 people, and that's $10,000 for that hotel room.
That got us to 1.7.
So that's 1.7 right there. If you think about the nightlife, I think that'll carry the $300,000 off of one party individually that I was aware of this weekend, if you know what I'm saying.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care if it was $4 million, $3 million, $2.8 million, whatever it was. It was good for
Memphis. I like the energy for the city, though, and Hurt is on point with that.
There's no question about it. And again, a good start for Team Thad, off to a 2-1 start on the Nike EYBL circuit. You know, it's all about qualifying for the Peach Jam later on this spring in North Augusta, South Carolina. Well, actually in the summer by the time they're done in North Augusta, South Carolina. So hopefully, yeah. Coach Hurd, by the time it's all over, they're going to be one of the big contenders to win that first Peach Jam title for Memphis. So we appreciate Coach Hurd. Congratulate him on the success. We'll be back to wrap it up and hand you off to Nia Giannotto and Jeffrey. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
ESPN.
It's so on point.
Like, now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
236 is the place to get to if you've got an aspiring hooper in the family. Son, daughter, niece, nephew, if you're an aunt and uncle, this is a great gift idea. Membership option to Shoot 360. They've got a bunch of them. You're going to love all of them. You'll find the one for your budget. Shoot 360 is the future of basketball training. They've got the technology that Steph and Clay have used to master their shot. It's the technology that Thaddeus Young, Shoot 360 owner, has recognized as the future. He's going to have his kids on it. That's why he's got it and bringing it to you here. Very soon it will be in Cordova starting in June. New facility is going to be beautiful. Full courts, bigger, better. Right now we're at 85 Market Center Drive in Kyrie, but we'll still take care of you out there for the time being. Again, it's not just the all the shooting drills, the passing, the development. It's all out there. Again, your physical development, they can help with that. Your vertical, they've got all the weight training, all the development coaches. So, like we said, it's all in one place. Reserve your place in line for the new spot in June by getting your membership now. Again, it's the Future Basketball Training in Memphis. The future's now at Shoe 360. Go see them at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. Brad, many, many, many people wondering if you will 4-4 over the weekend, 500 record. Many are wondering if you'll get back to your losing ways, because again, 500 is not losing.
I actually feel pretty good about these three picks.
Let's go through them real quick before we get out of here.
And if I were advising people, out of all the bets I've made, these are the ones I would stay away from the most in terms of voting the opposite. So we'll start with the Celtics Heat game on TNT at 6:30. Celtics are 2-1 up in this series. Big line, though. That's the problem. The number, 10.5. But I am going with the Celtics
-10.5.
Yep. NBA TV at 7:30. Thunder at Pelicans. I don't feel good about the Pelicans. I think they're going to get closed out. They're down 3-0, and the Thunder will win tonight, in my opinion. The line is Thunder -4.5.
Thunder -4.5. Again, the object, the sort of
trying to go
design
the opposite
here is
you,
go the opposite way. Brad said he's feeling really good about these.
I feel good about the Thunder. I feel good about the Celtics. I also feel like the Nuggets are going to close out after the Lakers got one from them there. That's on TNT tonight at 9 o'clock. Nuggets up 3-1. The line, though, that's the scary thing. Nuggets -7 in a closeout opportunity. I'm going with the Nuggets, though, -7.
Cool. We will see how Brad fares. Can we get another loser in here to help
out? It's always
listeners?
Very possible.
Bet responsibly, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We thank you. We thank certainly Norton Herd the Fourth for joining us today. Get ready for Giannotto Jeffrey. They're coming at you next. For Brad, I'm Jason. We're gone.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.